Are you ready for a Patriots Friday?
Woo! Yeah, I am.
You just heard Alex Van Pelt.
Yes.
Hey, he's playing nicey nice with the media yesterday, but Keefe's going to put him in the hot seat.
Pretty hot under these lights, huh, Van Pelt?
Van Pelt? I got some odd questions for you this week there,
ABP. To be fair, though, I would say he is trending up. Of all the coaches right now, if you were doing like a stock watch, I know you're picking the stocks. If you were doing stock watch.
Yeah.
I don't need to tell you how important a portfolio is, Jones.
Nope. It's sometimes you make some money, sometimes you lose some money. Buy the dip.
Sell when it's really high, buy when it's low.
Yeah, buy the dip. You got to buy the dip.
Yeah, buy the dip. Yeah. So Van Pelt may be trending up slightly, maybe with the Drake May effect, whereas Jerod Mayo, DeMarcus Covington, less so. Yeah. And those guys are not joining us. Even our guy Jeremy Springer, last couple of weeks, not as sharp as it's been on teams.
Yeah, I hate to point it out.
On teams.
But yeah, not great for teams.
But Van Pelt will join us today. We talked to him once earlier this year. I got an odd question.
No, we talked to him twice.
Oh, we talked to him twice?
Yeah. First time
Where does the time go?
First time he was quite cordial.
Yeah.
Second time, he didn't like your line of questioning.
Well, they're losing game. The losses are piling up, and it's affecting all of us.
Yeah.
You know? Oh. Your daily lives are changed.
In the worst way.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's Patriots Friday. We'll talk to him. We'll talk to Mike Onwenu. I love that, the wide receiver room has gotten to the point where now they got to call team-wide meetings.
It's wild, those guys. It really is crazy those guys have been up to this year.
Van Pelt has to deal with, not just a ragtag group of just crappy receivers.
Right.
But just all these big mouths that keep getting themselves in trouble and making the team look worse and worse. And honestly, might be hurting the young quarterback want to get into it.
Well, it's funny, too. I'm sure when Van Pelt came over here, and he's been around the league a long time, both as a player and as a coach, and he's dealt with, some big-time receivers in the past. And those guys usually come with a headache, right? It's kind of part of doing business. So he gets here, he sees the receivers, he's probably thinking, all right, at least they won't be a problem. at least these guys, they can't possibly, demand the ball.
I mean, they can't
be like divas.
Catch or get open, but at least they're not going to
still can
talk my ear off.
No, still turns out
very wrong. Yep. Very, very wrong.
They'll say some stuff.
So we've talked about them all week long. Your chance to sound off on everything from the week, 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe, the soft football team. How do they respond? They were called out on Sunday by their coach. It was reiterated to a degree on Monday, although Mayo walked it back. It was still reiterated. We're playing soft, is what he said on Monday.
Still soft.
So how do they respond? Do they respond to all of this? Team meetings after the trip to London. What's going on with these guys off the field on that trip in London? It's something I would like to get answers to from Alex Van Pelt, Mike Onwenu, when we talk to him here today. Do the Patriots have any chance against the Jets? You can jump in on that. And what happens if they don't? If they get blown out again, what happens? So again, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. You can interact with the show Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Follow along. Chat on Twitch. Lively chat going on at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI. Can they keep it close this week, Keith? Based on all of the fallout from London and the team is soft, that's the backdrop. Can they keep it close with the Jets?
I don't know.
I would say I wouldn't bet on it. However, they can because the Jets are really bad. It's more of a Jets thing. Now, the Jaguars were also really bad. Maybe worse, maybe not worse. I don't know. The Jets have only beaten the Titans and the Patriots.
Yeah, we said yesterday they have, even if they beat the Patriots this week, they have no real wins.
They have no real wins. They're the fakest 3-5, fraudulent 3-5 that you've ever seen.
They're a bottom tier blow pop Halloween candy.
Correct. Put them on the bottom.
NFL team, yes.
So maybe, I mean, the Patriots got up 10-0 last week. Can they learn from some of their mistakes where they look good early and then things just completely fell apart? And the Jets haven't been able to get out of their own way this year. Although the one time Aaron Rodgers really looked good was against this team and against this defense.
That's true.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess they can keep it close. I mean, it's a 7-point spread. If I had to pick right now one way or the other, I don't love it, but I would take the Jets. I would take the Jets to win and cover. But, yeah, they can. I think Drake May gives you more of a chance where they scored 3 points the first time they faced him. Mm-hmm. I think with Drake May, you're scoring more than 3 points. Now, they only allowed 24, but it was kind of – it felt like they allowed 44. It just felt like such a dominant Jets performance.
Yeah.
When you look up at the scoreboard at the end of the game, or if you didn't see the game, you're like, 24-3. You're like, oh, they had it in control, but it wasn't like – no, it was worse. It was worse than 21 points than that. But I think just having somewhat of a competent offense makes you think, all right, maybe this can be a little bit closer.
I should have done a better job of this. Dubs 985 in the Twitch chat says, define keep it close. Do they cover?
No, that's fair.
No, do they cover?
Oh, no, I don't think they cover. No, I don't. I don't have a lot of faith in the Jets. It's the only reason why I guess I kind of paused to it. But no, I don't think they cover.
So I wonder, because this has felt like such a terrible week in a terrible season. It's a week that stands out, which says something.
Yeah.
For as
just
bad
wait till next week.
It's
that's
true.
How it feels.
I mean, that's you never know what's lurking around the corner with this team.
Uh-huh.
But like in a season full of bad weeks, this week stands out. From the coach calling them soft at the podium the second the game ended, to God knows what they were up to in London, to needing to call a team meeting, Kayshon Booty demanding the football, KJ Osborne demanding a trade, right on down the list. Like, this feels like a week that stands out in a season of bad weeks. Is there any way they respond to it? Is there any way they respond specifically to Mayo calling them out? The evidence would tell you no.
Yeah.
Mayo said they were going to make changes last week. It sparked them for like a quarter. They were up 10-0, as you just illustrated, Keith, and then they fell apart and got blown out in the final three quarters. The history, recent history, last week, would tell you no, they're not going to respond. That's the one thing I wonder. It's different to say there's going to be changes. To be called soft. I mean, I listened to Max Crosby on the Let's Go podcast. He's like, yeah, I'd fight someone if they called me soft.
I don't think you want to fight Max Crosby.
So I don't want to give. I wouldn't want to.
No.
I wouldn't want to fight anyone, really, but not
what would
him.
Your strategy be? Just like possum? Like, fake dead?
Oh, play dead.
Fake dead. Yeah.
Fetal position.
Like, he won't keep beating up a corpse, would he? Like, he'd stop. So, yeah, you fake dead, and then maybe Max Crosby moves on.
Yeah, like at some point he just gets tired.
Yeah, he's like,
he just gets exhausted.
On to the next thing.
Yeah, he can't be a huge cardio guy.
I bet he is.
You think so?
Yeah, I bet he's a total package.
You think so?
Yeah.
A lot of weights.
Weights, sure.
Popcorn muscles.
But no.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot
those
of cardio in there, Keith.
No, he's a pass rusher though. You got to be full all the time, ready to go.
Yeah, for like half the game.
He's not playing offense.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like I hear all the time. Oh,
football shape.
Yeah.
Football,
you only play half the time unless you're
fit like a soccer player.
No,
you got to play both ends.
Yeah, unless you're Marcus Jones.
Marcus Jones, run stuffer. Marcus Jones, according to Bill Belichick.
You talk about it like it would take him 60 minutes to beat you up as opposed to 90 seconds.
I think he needs more.
Now, if I can last 60 seconds, if we can get through that first half, I think I can take him.
He plays half the time.
Tire him out, Jones. Tire him out.
You know,
one punch to the chin.
Hockey players, I got to hear about their condition the whole time. They play like a quarter of the game.
Yeah,
and he can't be a big cardio guy.
Throw a parade for him.
Yeah, it can't be a big cardio guy. I think I'd tucker him out.
Maybe not.
Fetal position, tucker him out.
So oftentimes they talk about like playing for your coach. Win one for the Gipper is a classic line uttered in sports. Is there a way that you're not playing for the coach, but you're playing for yourself almost in spite of the coach?
No.
Is there?
No.
Unlikely. It doesn't seem like there are a lot of examples of that.
No.
Where you're like, hey, we're going to play well, and then we're going to say, screw you. I don't know if that really happens.
No. What happens?
I think it's sort of like, oh, you thought that was soft? Wait till you see this.
What happens is what goes on with the Bruins.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Like,
oh, they're falling apart.
What the Bruins are doing.
Yeah,
is a team that looks like they're quitting on their coach and tuning out their coach and are just playing out the string until their coach is fired. And so that's normally what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe they raise up and they want to win one for Mayo.
I don't think they want to win one for Mayo. I think they're pretty peeved at Mayo at this point. And I think there is part of it where it's like professional pride. Like, these guys are all getting paid a lot of money to play football, and maybe next year they're going to be doing it here or elsewhere. But, like, you can't have a lot of bad games on tape, right? Because a lot of these guys, let's face it, are kind of fringe NFL players, right? So they need to play as well as they possibly can for their next job. But I think that's where the lack of talent overall is what costs them. So let's say even they have the right mentality early, and they play well early, and then they, take a couple of shots, they give up a couple of scores, they 3-and-out punt, then it's like, all right, we tried. Like, this was our best effort, and now we just don't have what it takes. And then you kind of, it could be, a real ugly second half type of thing.
We'll get to your phone calls on this, 617-779-7937. A $10 shake says the Bruins have not tuned out their coach. We'll get to that later on in the show today.
Sure about that?
If you were watching last night and you think they haven't tuned out the coach, I don't know what to tell you.
I was watching a little the alt broadcast with the fellas.
I saw some
did you flip over to that?
Well, I saw clips on social media. Yeah. I did not watch it though. If we're being in the trust tree here, sorry, Razor, but I didn't watch it. I saw some clips. Mm-hmm. the electricity of Bergeron and Tuca wasn't going to reel me in, unfortunately.
I don't know. Those guys were the electric factory.
617-779-7937. Can the Patriots keep it close? Defined by cover. I'm not even asking for a win. Can they cover against the Jets at home? They're a touchdown underdog. You can jump in on that. Is there any response out of the team after they've been called out, or does it go the other way, like the Bruins? Sorry, but that's how it's going with the Bruins, tuning out their coach. Does it go the other way? What happens, Keith, if they don't respond? What happens if they don't keep it close? What happens if they get blown out again and they're non-competitive? I don't think Mayo's fired on the spot.
No, but, I think
something's got to happen,
so
right?
I think Mayo 100% survives the season. It's starting next season is where I originally would have said 100%, 110%, and now I'm kind of teetering. I think he 100% does that. I think one of the questions that's already been asked to him, and he kind of poo-pooed it, would be, do you take over the defense?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That should be something that you can do, hopefully, right? That is your side of the ball. And I assume if they lose to the Jets, like unless it's 6-3, if the defense struggles, if they look like they did the last time they faced New York, then maybe that's one move that he has to make. Maybe you also send a couple of messages with players. I know the trade deadline's coming up, so Elliot Wolf can see what he can get for some of these guys or just dump them. You know, because if KJ Osborne, what if he doesn't dress? You think he's going to be quiet about it? You know, what if some of these guys, like, I think maybe you move on from a couple of pieces. Not that it's going to, like, turn you into a winner all of a sudden, but maybe at least cleans up some of the complainers and you say, hey, listen, we're going down, but like, let's do it as a team at least. And let's sort of build some good habits for next year rather than like all the infighting and finger pointing. Like, we got to clean that up at least. So I think if they lose, when they lose, however you want to spin it on Sunday, I think there has to be some changes. I don't think there's any over-the-top dramatic changes. There's nothing that's going to, like, lead SportsCenter with, like, they fired their coach,
no,
they fired a coordinator,
but
they
demoting,
did this.
Demoting or even firing Covington, I don't think they'd fire him, but, like,
taking
away play-calling
yes,
duties from Covington or Mayo being more hands-on, that would be significant. Cutting a player to me would be more significant than trading a player.
Well, I think, like, in the case of KJ Osborne, maybe Elliot Wolf puts in a couple sneaky calls, they laugh at him, and then he cuts him. You know, maybe he's probably like, hey, let's see if I can get something for him.
Why are they waiting until next week to do it? Why didn't they do that the second?
Well, Van Pelt likes him. You hear him yesterday?
Yes, I did. I don't
Van
know.
Van Pelt likes KJ Osborne.
I don't know why he likes him,
I don't
but
either.
He called him, he
like
called him
whatever,
the
right?
guy on the receiver room that the other receivers should follow.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's
their issue.
Maybe that's the issue that we've got.
The adult in the room is not the guy you want to follow.
Yeah, because like, what other mid-season changes can you realistically make?
Okay, so here's my feeling on it. If they don't keep it close, something should happen, right? But what are they going to do? What would happen? My guess is probably nothing. And isn't that scary?
Well, it's
like,
probably
like, that just means that ownership is kind of okay. Or just they're resigned to the fact that this is what the team is. Like, we're like, oh, what if they don't keep it close? What if they get blown out again? What if it's non-competitive? They were called out for being soft. There's no response. They're tuning out their coach. They got to do something, right? Right?
Huh?
And we're both kind of like, yeah, I don't think they're going to do anything, which is really the saddest commentary of all.
Well, also, you know, what is Mayo? I think Mayo, I honestly think now Mayo is going to be really guarded the rest of the way. I think he has said a lot of things that he's had to walk back, like comically so.
Yeah.
But nothing that he has said that he's had to walk back, I think, affected the players the way that the soft comment did after the game. And nothing's been picked up nationally like that comment.
Mm-hmm.
All the other, like, burn some cash. Like, okay, that's something we can joke about. Or, hey, we're going to win more than 4 games. That's what we can joke about. But that was also, like, confidence in the team. That doesn't, in fact, that's, like, overconfidence in the team. This was the first one where he just, like, really, like, nuked the team.
Yeah.
And so my guess is he's going to sound an awful lot like Bill Belichick after the game. Win or lose, he is going to be like, both teams played hard.
He'll lean into that.
Yeah, that's my guess. I think that's one change we're going to start to see. I think he's going to be very different.
617-779-7937. Right, is he different with the media? That's something I hadn't considered. What kind of message can they send, and will they? It feels like they've kind of used all their bullets. We're only 7 weeks in, and it feels like they've kind of used up everything they can use. So if they don't get a response this week, what? What are they going to do? My fear is nothing. And that, again, is a sad commentary. So can the Patriots keep it close? Let's call that covering. How do they respond to being called soft this week? Do you have any faith in them, at least giving the Jets a game this weekend? And what happens if they don't? You can jump in again, 617-779-7937. It is a Patriots Friday. We're going to be joined by Alex Van Pelt. we're going to be joined by Mike Unwenu. We have the Bozo touchdown parlay coming your way at the end of the hour, which, by the way, is nothing compared to Wiggy's parlay that he just showed me.
I think a little bit worried about both Wiggy and Courtney. The bets that they were talking about during the break and how much they should bet on it and everything.
Wiggy can make
is that why Wiggs was in here asking us if we like the Niners or the Cowboys?
Probably, yeah, for sure.
No joke.
Wiggy can make $1 million on his bet.
He had a 25-leg parlay going. I'm not kidding.
Have to worry again.
He was showing me. He had it on his phone. He's scrolling down. I'm like, how many is that?
Yeah.
He's like, I could win $1.3 million.
I was like, wow, four games. He's like, oh, no. Let me scroll down.
And then Courtney. So they both have nicknames now. So she's the parlay princess. And she had like an 11-legger. She's like, I don't know if I feel good about this game.
Good
and
name.
I was like, and she's like, well, I could make like $1,300. I'm like, that's pretty great. She's like, but what if I put $50? I'm like,
here we go.
I go, yeah, but what if you put $100 on it? And then I'm like,
so have they always been like this? Because I know Shime's been on a run, so I don't know if them seeing what Shime's been doing.
See, that's the problem. I blame Shime as well.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Shime's, no, Wiggy's been betting a while. I don't think Courtney has. Courtney's getting into it now.
We're all selling the Bozo touchdown parlay short. They were probably like, man.
Yeah, that's
one
true.
One hand made him two PS5s.
That's what started it. That's what started it.
Wiggy saw the Bozo and got real jealous, and now he's just adding legs to his parlay.
Yeah, now it's just get-rich-quick scheme.
It was every NBA game.
PS5s.
It was every NBA game tonight and every NFL game on Sunday. Wiggy was trying to parlay them together.
So look, he was walking up down the hallway. He pops in. He goes, how do you guys feel about the Cowboys-Niners
game? What's the earliest stat time? Like, how quick is this poly dead?
Look, here's what I don't like.
What a horrible strategy. Just like walking in to get your coffee. Like, anybody here like Cowboys or Niners? Yeah, Cowboys-Niners? Yeah, anybody?
Basically what it was.
Like, anybody feel confident about you over there? Niners? Okay.
Let me pull the room. I don't like that we've been outflanked on the Bozo touchdown parlay.
Let me toss this beach ball to this corgi and see which basket it lands in.
I don't like that we've been outflanked now.
No, we haven't, though.
We need a touchdown score from every game.
Wiggy's Bozo touchdown parlay can make you $1 million? No. We've been outflanked, Keith.
No, we haven't.
Yes.
We've actually hit, though.
Well, that's true.
We've hit.
We have hit.
There is a track record of success.
Good point.
In the Bozo TD parlay.
I hadn't looked at it that way.
One with six.
In Wiggy's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, we have not yet had a winner.
So that's the Bozo touchdown parlay comes your way at 10:45. Stay tuned for it. We'll get to the Bruins and the Celtics next hour. It's Friday, which means we have the Friday four-pack, a four-pack of questions for Patriots and Jets. We have the Week in Review. We have Keith's Keys and, of course, Alex Van Pelt and Mike Unwenu. Stay tuned. Busy day on Jones and Keith. Let's get to the wide receiver room. Who plays this weekend? And are the wide receivers hurting Drake May?
Alex, you had some young players in that receiver room. Do you feel as though everybody in that group is doing everything they can away from the field during the week just in terms of taking care of themselves, doing what they need to do to be the best professionals?
Yeah, we had a really great team meeting this morning where that was pointed out. Obviously, at 1-6 is not good enough across the board, any of us. So we need to be better. We need to work harder. We need to rehab harder. We got to refresh better. We got to take care of ourselves. We got to spend more time in the room. So good meeting this morning, demanding more of everybody across the board, and those guys are included.
That was Alex Van Pelt yesterday on... I was about to say on Jones and Keefe. That's not true. He's going to join us today.
Not yet.
On Jones and Keefe.
He's coming up.
A little sample of what you might get there. A team meeting. They had to reiterate the points to the roster, Keefe, but it sounds like specifically the wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to more of that with Alex Van Pelt here today on a Patriots Friday. This Patriots wide receiver room, who plays this weekend, and are they hindering the development of a young quarterback? You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Who plays this weekend? Polk's going to be out, right? He's in concussion protocol.
Yeah, so that's, you don't want him to be out because of that, obviously, but that was a guy that I thought should have sat last week and didn't. Had a horrible game, fell down, apparently suffered this injury too, but so he's out. I mean, Pop Douglas is going to play and should play. Kendrick Bourne is going to play and should play. And that's when it gets kind of interesting, right? Like, I don't want K.J. Osborne.
Nope.
I don't want Tyquan Thornton.
Real quick, I don't want him either, but do you think Osborne plays?
Yes.
Me too.
I do think Osborne plays. He did have a touchdown last week.
He did.
You know, and Van Pelt did talk him up a little bit. So despite some of his, I want to be traded and all that stuff, like, he wouldn't be the first guy to say he wants to be traded, then stay with the same team, and then even have a little bit of success.
Yeah.
Right? It's sports, so that happens. I have no interest in Tyquan Thornton. I never have. So give me Javon Baker. Javon Baker was supposed to be active last week. He apparently got food poisoned or whatever and wasn't able to go. Now, he was on the injury report Friday. So I don't know if it was like he, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like he was
out late, I get what you're saying.
Friday or Saturday night. Because he yesterday said, I think he was talking to Phil Perry,
He's on the injury report Friday. They got to London on Friday.
Right. No, but he had he said there was no curfew issue with him or anything like that. I don't know if you want to believe him or not. I'm just saying that's what he said.
I'm skeptical.
But I'd like to see him play. Maybe if Polk's down, can we see Javon Baker? Oh, and Booty. Like, Booty should play too. So really, the two guys, they've basically had two inactive, what would you say, three play and then another one like active but not play much.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Roughly been the formula.
That sounds right.
So I would say Polk due to injury and Thornton due to lack of ability should be the two that are out, and the other four will be in. And I would
de-emphasize KJ Osborne.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think we look at it the same way. Like, Pop Douglas is your best guy. Drake May obviously likes throwing to Hunter Henry too. I know he's not a receiver, but as far as just the passing game in general, I would think Pop Douglas, Hunter Henry. If Booty's calling for long shots, maybe he'll get some long shots. Yeah, that's what he wants.
That's one that I'm not. I like what I've seen on the field from Kayshon Booty. I didn't like him demanding targets. I don't like that. And so, are you now going to reward that? That's like another nobody who's demanding looks, but I probably have him out there this week. I don't love how that feels.
Yeah, he's made a couple of plays.
3-7, 93-7. We're going to do the Bozo touchdown parlay coming up. Someone is asking Keith, how much is a ham? It's a new listener.
Yeah.
How much is a ham? Is it 10 or is it 100?
It's a 10. Alexander Hamilton on the $10 bill. So there's one ham. I got it from some show. I don't even remember what show it was. Some funny show that I was watching that there's a character on there that referred to him as hams. So I stole it and it's hilarious.
Okay. If you if you want to plunk down a hundo,
that'd be 10 hams.
I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to lecture you on that.
No.
But standard measure of unit, if you're a new listener to Jones and Keefe, a ham is $10.
Yep.
And a PS5 is
500.
There you go.
So we're usually trying to win you at least a PS5,
at least
PS5s, maybe a PS5 and a half.
Yeah,
depending on how things go.
1.5 PS5s,
yeah. Right?
Maybe two PS5s, maybe two and a half.
Listen, depending on what your budget is, I don't mind throwing half a ham on some of these. It's such long.
We're not here to unit shame.
No, God, no.
I'm not going to unit shame anyone.
Half a ham's nothing to sneeze
last
at.
Last thing I want to do, you know, it's all about how you use it.
Correct.
And so when it comes to the wide receiver room, and Gerard Mayo is speaking right now, and maybe we'll get more insight.
Is he stepping in it right now? How's he doing?
Last I saw, he was talking about Patriots and Jets. It seemed benign, but you never know.
So
far, so good.
Got to be careful with this
Robert Kraft, they're like sitting there. They're like, come on.
Did anybody ask him?
Stick with it.
Did anybody ask him yet if he plans on coaching this weekend? Was that a new one?
That was a new one.
That was from
new
today? Grown? Hang on. No.
He needs a massage. What is going on with this guy?
Wait, that was the old one. That's the new one?
That's the new one.
Give me the old one again. Okay. Okay, that's rough. That's guttural is what that is. Give me the new one.
All right. So which night did he have a better night's sleep? I feel like last night better than the one before.
Oh, no, you're sleeping better.
I think he had a little better snooze.
That first one was brutal. That's bad.
That's real bad.
I think he's... Good week on the treadmill or something like that.
These are both sounds when you get up from the chair.
Yeah.
Not sitting down. These are both when you get up.
Well, there's also a difference between like a good sore and just like a sore.
Yeah.
Like sometimes maybe you work out for the first time in ages and you're like, you know what? Like, I kind of, that feels good. Like, this is my body's working.
Give me the old one again.
The old one's tough.
Give me the old one again.
Yeah.
Nothing good there. That's not good. Bad night's sleep.
Bad night's sleep. Maybe a bad diet. You're eating the wrong thing.
Yeah, right.
Bad, up all night.
Bad fish and chips for sure.
Terrible.
Give me this one. That's better. That keeps
better.
You right. That's
better. I think it's a healthier one.
Yeah, I think he's
he's improving.
He's trending in the right direction.
In a weird way.
Yeah, maybe by week 17 or 18, he won't grow anymore.
I think that sounds
And then
like,
a week later, he can lose his job.
That
then,
sounds like there we go. 6 hours of sleep. Do you think? Probably got most of his steps in yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Ate like a decent meal, maybe like a little dessert or something after the fact. And then that's what it sounds like the next day. God bless him.
Hey, Gerard, stand by for a second. Wiggy's got the Nets money line in his parlay. How do you feel about that?
His 25-leg parlay.
It's 125th.
He went 2.5 hams on it, too.
Oh, big time.
I mean, 2.5 hams on a 25-leg parlay? Lunatic.
Like 200,000.
Look, Keith, do you want to make $1 million or not?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
If I'm pushed to it, yes. Yeah, gun to my head, gun to my Johnson, I'd say yes.
I said this to you off the air. If you can make $1 million on a bet, can't be a bad bet.
Yeah,
you push back on that.
I don't agree with that.
If you can make $1 million on a bet, it can't possibly be bad.
And you could also lose $1 million if you're doing like a -110 or something.
Huh? Double your milli.
How good do you feel about the Pats on Sunday?
Double that milli.
Not great.
Are the wide receivers hurting Drake May's development in any way? Like the squawking off the field, demanding targets, they're all bums. Like, does that hurt him in any way?
Not yet. I don't think that's hurting him yet. I think their play on the field hurts him more. Their drop passes, who knows if they're all running the right routes or whatever else. Because I think right now he's still so new to it where he's thrown in there and he's like, all right, I'm starting in the NFL. I'm going to make the most of it. And I'll throw to the guys who are open. And you know what? Like, he's thrown to Polk so many times after he's dropped passes that...
Yeah, this is kind of what I'm talking about. No, like, is that hurting him?
No, but I don't think he's in his head being like, screw this guy.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right,
holding the right read and being like, nope, not doing it. And then going somewhere else because he doesn't trust him. He probably shouldn't trust him, but he does. So... I don't think right now any of that stuff is affecting him other than like the straight up drops on the field.
I would say if anything so far, I'm encouraged that he's elevating the crummy receiver room.
Yep. Booty's never looked so good and Pop Douglas has never looked so good. So yeah, I would say right now he is actually bringing them up.
But that is, to me, that's a reason to think about subtracting guys like Osborne. Although subtracting Osborne means more Javon Baker. It means more Kayshon Booty, which on the field I like the upshot, but who knows what you invite if they're not getting their targets week in and week out. Javon Baker thinks he's a top 10 receiver in the league.
So none of them are.
Jalen Polk thinks he has the best hands
best
in the
hands.
League. Kayshon Booty needs targets.
Best
so like
hands.
Pop Douglas needs targets. Right. So like you get all them on the field.
So
they can't all be on the field at one time. Like you gotta watch that, but yeah, I'm getting rid of Osborne. I feel like that's a step in the right direction for that room.
Yeah, I think there's definitely an addition by subtraction that they could go with. Less guys to feed, even though really none of them should be demanding a full plate.
Not the way they ate in London.
No, apparently it's pretty bad. Yeah. Don't ask them about it, though.
No.
Horrible question.
Yeah, it's a bad question.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Vinny from The Challenge. And
cringeworthy.
Aggregators.
Still crickets from Vinny. I responded to Vinny.
Yeah.
Like any adult would do on Twitter.
Yeah.
Crickets.
My strategy with Vinny would be the same with Max Crosby, by the way. Fetal position.
Yeah.
He's definitely not a cardio guy, though.
No.
No.
Although
I think his pinned picture actually said he ran a... Do you have it? Or you have it up?
Vinny?
Yeah.
Member on MTV The Challenge, seasons.
What's his pinned photo, though? Isn't his pinned photo like...
Happy Friday, I just ran 48 miles in 48 hours?
Yeah, maybe he's more of a...
Oh, he's a bragger.
Maybe he's more of a cardio guy than I thought.
Yeah.
All right, well, I might struggle with that.
Yikes.
I might not be able to handle that.
He's been active on Twitter. He just ignored me.
Mm.
Somebody
posted. Don't want the smoke, eh?
No, I guess not.
Hey, Vinny.
He's like responding to Barstool stuff.
Hey, Gerard Mayo, stand by if you would. How do people feel about our food questions for Patriots players?
They don't care for it.
Gerard, how did Pop Douglas sound in the bathroom during the game in London?
Ew.
Okay, yeah, it wasn't great. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to your feedback and stay tuned. You wanna make some PS5s?
Yeah, I do.
It's only gonna cost you a ham.
One ham. That's all we're asking for.
You enticed by that?
Uh-huh.
It's the Bozo Touchdown Parlay next. I'm catching up on some things Gerard Mayo said in his press conference here on Jones and Keefe. We're gonna talk to Alex Van Pelt today on a Patriots Friday.
Yeah, one thing very counter to what we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get into the Bruins and the Celtics last night. Both played. We have thoughts on that. We have the Friday 4-pack coming your way at 11:20. Keefe's Keys, of course.
Woo!
For the second time on Patriots and Jets.
Yep.
Plus the Bozo Touchdown Parlay in one moment. But I just want to get this real quick. Gerard Mayo said there were a bunch of different factors that went into Javon Baker not playing against the Jaguars. Sounds like it comes down to performance first and foremost, says Phil Perry. Okay.
Mm.
Mayo says there were no issues with the players staying out too late in London.
Oh, good. All set here. Nothing to look at.
Not sure I buy that, but okay. Right, that's what he said.
What are you saying?
And Gerard Mayo on KJ Osborne, quote, he's on the team now, and we look forward to him playing on Sunday.
You sure about that?
All right. So KJ Osborne is playing. Javon Baker sounds like not.
He's on the team now does sound ominous, though.
Yeah.
Right? Like
he's
on the team now. Like for now, he's on the team.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe that's promising.
He also said Tyquan Thornton's going to be active.
Oh, you told me that. I forgot about
that
one.
Tyquan Thornton is going to be active.
Great.
So do you think they just swap out? That means Polk is probably for sure out.
Yep.
Thornton's in. Baker's probably still out. So you go Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty, KJ Osborne, and Tyquan Thornton.
What the hell are we doing?
I might have to rethink my Drake May over 213.5.
Yeah, maybe.
Although, Polk out is probably addition by subtraction. Thornton might not even play much. Like, he might be active.
Right. Is but it no addition Polk? By subtraction if Thornton's going in? No Polk can't possibly be a bad thing.
Can he throw for 215 yards with Pop Douglas, Hunter Henry, and Kayshon Booty? And the running backs?
I mean, in a vacuum, maybe, but that Jets secondary is pretty good.
Yeah.
I basically did it against Houston with that.
But their safeties are, I think, out, aren't they? Or at least they're banged up. So they still got Sauce, but just don't throw to Sauce.
I don't know.
Throw away from Sauce.
I don't want to doubt our beautiful boy, but I don't know.
Drake May.
One more. Yeah. Mayo disputes that players had an issue staying out too late, which I told you, as Kendrick Bourne had suggested. Mm-hmm. He says there wasn't an issue. I think it was taken out of context. Asked what was taken out of context. Mayo says the Patriots are focused on the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
So he said he thinks it was taken out of context, but he wouldn't explain. So I still think there's something there.
Uh-huh.
We'll try to get something out of Van Pelt and Mike and Wenu later on in the program. Real quick, before we give you the Bozo touchdown parlay, Keith, this is a good idea. 37937. Guys, how about a Bozo home run parlay for the World Series?
Oh, I mean, you're...
A five-leg home run game one?
Picking one home run is hard enough, let alone five home runs for the World Series. That's outrageous.
What about
a hit parade? We call it a hit parade. We each pick a guy to get a knock.
A hit parade.
Yeah, a hit parade. You like that?
I mean, five home runs in a World Series game.
Yeah, five. That's a little strong.
I feel like we're onto something. Hit parade.
Hit parade. But some of the odds are kind of crazy.
Total bases.
So you might have to go total bases. Total base parade.
Total base parade. It doesn't roll off the tongue as well, but okay. Maybe you're onto something,
Ohtani,
sir.
Ohtani, Betts, Judge, Soto.
We get some bumping base potty.
It's a base party. I do like 37937. You think that was Wiggy and or Courtney texting it?
They're
chasing
the
juice.
Who's going to get hits tonight, guys? Who do you like tonight?
Maybe a home run parlay? What do you think? Who do you like?
It's going to be a long weekend for those two.
Hooks are into them. The hooks are into them. But okay, hopefully they're listening along. Good way to win money is the Bozo touchdown parlay. We made you two PS5s earlier this year on one simple touchdown parlay. Keith, who are you going with this week?
I am going to go with James Conner. So I've been with running backs against the Dolphins this year have had a lot of success. Even the Patriots got in the end zone against them. In fact, they've given up a running back touchdown every single game this year.
I like that.
9 total touchdowns in 6 games scored just by the running backs. And I thought James Conner would be much lower odds. I thought he was going to be like minus 150. He's actually only minus 110. So I'll take a James Conner anytime touchdown for Arizona against Miami.
I'm going to stay in that game, Keith. I want Tyreek Hill.
He is
playing this weekend. I think he showed up on the injury report yesterday with a foot injury, but I think he's going to play this weekend. Tua should be back in that game, so this is contingent on that.
Yep.
But I expect him to play. He's been practicing in full. The Cardinals' defense is horrendous.
Whew.
He's plus money, plus 110, because he's been so bad this year outside of the one game he played with
Tua.
He
was talking it up the other day, too. Also, he was telling fantasy owners to play him and everything.
Now, he
didn't. We're back, baby. Start me this week, baby. Let's start
me in fantasy. That doesn't mean he's scoring a touchdown necessarily, but
it doesn't mean he's not.
I'm going to follow the man's lead. The one game he had with Tua, 130 and a touchdown week one against Jacksonville. That's a bad defense. Cardinals are a bad defense. Tyreek Hill plus 110. Who are you going with, Billy?
Patriots game. A lot of question marks with the wide receiver, so I'm going with the tight end and friend of the show, Hunter Henry.
I love it. Patriots Monday guest.
What if we hit four legs
and not Hunter Henry?
And Hunter Henry lets us down and he joins the show on Monday. Do we just scream at him?
We scream at him incessantly.
And ask him what he ate.
Just yeah. Tell him he owes us. I'll tell you how much in a second.
How dare you?
I mean, he wouldn't even know what was going.
We have children.
Yeah.
How dare you, Hunter?
They won't eat this week because of you.
All right, so we'll yell at him. That's good. Nick, who are you going with?
I'm also going with a team with wide receiver questions, and that would be the Chiefs. DeAndre Hopkins just got traded there. Amari Cooper scored in his first game with the Bills, so give me DeAndre Hopkins first game with the Chiefs.
I kind of love it. So Andy Reid was asked yesterday if DeAndre Hopkins is going to play this week, and his response was, why wait? So I love that.
His response should be, we have nobody else. That should be his response.
We just traded for the guy. But another one of these guys like Adams who was hurt, and then all of a sudden he's like miraculously fine and he goes to the new team.
That's what Will Levis and Mason Rudolph throwing in the ball.
Yeah. But Patrick Mahomes hasn't thrown a touchdown in 2 weeks, right?
Do.
Like, there's no way it's going to be 3 weeks.
Do factor.
Yeah. So I know it is. A little do factor here.
Big time do factor.
I'll take Hopkins there. I like that one.
Hopkins plus 195. Turp is going with Breece Hall.
Yeah.
Minus 155.
I mean, against the Pats, that's a good one.
I mean, look.
Tank Bigsby scored twice.
Every parlay needs an anchor. You got to anchor down with something that's going to hit. That's That's going to hit.
Anchor Terp, they call
Yeah, Anchor Terp.
Terp the anchor.
Dragging down the total a little bit, but I got to be honest, I have no problem. We can mix in some money. They don't have to be all plus money.
It's still very profitable.
Yeah, so what are we making? What are we making the people of Boston?
So one ham, and it's funny that people are asking, people are tweeting about it now. They didn't realize that a ham, they just heard us talking about it, had no idea what we were referring to.
No, somebody on the text line said they thought it was the actual price of a spiral ham.
It might be.
Which you can plunk down if you'd like.
Maybe. No, that's probably even more.
Yeah.
More than 10.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be good at supermarket sweep.
It's more like the ham you'd get at like the deli.
Yeah.
More like sliced, maybe like a pound
like
and a half.
A pound of sliced ham.
Yeah, it's like a pound and a half of sliced ham. Yeah.
This would win you $776.58, better known as a PS5 and a half.
1.5 PS5s.
1.5 PS5s.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Just like a Sunday, like relaxing on a Sunday, and you just put down one ham and you win $776.
Here's what I love
about
it.
Pretty
great. We're not going to be done by the London game.
No.
Like we have been the last couple of weeks because there's no London game. So we're at least making it to 1 o'clock this week.
That is a good point.
That I like. Let me give you a recommendation too. Sometimes you have a bonus bet sitting out there, depending on the apps. Sometimes you got one of those just laying around.
How do you like that?
Maybe that's a good place to utilize your Bozo Touchdown part. You don't want to spend that hard-earned ham. But yeah. You got a bonus bet just lying there?
Uh-huh.
Bozo Touchdown Parlay.
And sometimes you can find, like, odds boosts.
That's true, too.
So you could even go, in some of these places, like, half a ham, and you end up still getting the full ham payout.
Yeah, or $776.58 is not enough for you. You want two PS5s?
Yeah, sure you do.
Juice that up with a boost.
I like it.
Maybe we're talking a grand.
Like, this isn't
We're enough. Not talking a milli like Wiggy.
Wiggy and Courtney, the parlay princess. This is a little different.
Okay.
But that's all right. We've already hit once.
Follow along. We've hit once. You're never going to hear the end of it. We hit one time, and you're never going to hear the end of it. Bozo Touchdown Parlay every Friday on Jones and Keith. Celtics and Bruins both played last night. We have thoughts on both. Let's get to it next.